understanding and combating shame. It's a terrible myth to believe that once we have children, our journey ends and theirs begins. For many of us, the most interesting and productive times in our lives come after we have children. For the majority of us, the greatest challenges and struggles also come in midlife and later. Wholehearted parenting is not having it all figured out and passing it down. It's learning and exploring together. And trust me, there are times when my children are way ahead of me on the journey, either waiting for me or reaching back to pull me along. As I mentioned in the introduction, if you roughly divide the men and women I've interviewed into two groups, those who feel a deep sense of love and belonging and those who struggle for it, only one variable separates the groups. Those who feel lovable, who love, and who experience belonging simply believe they are worthy of love and belonging. I often say that wholeheartedness is like the North Star. We never really arrive, but we certainly know if we're headed in the right direction. Raising children who believe in their worthiness requires us to model that journey and that struggle. The important thing to know about worthiness is that it doesn't have prerequisites. Most of us, on the other hand, have a long list of worthiness prerequisites, qualifiers that we've inherited, learned, and unknowingly picked up along the way. Most of these prerequisites fall in the categories of accomplishments, acquisitions, and external acceptance. It's the if-when problem. I'll be worthy when, or I'll be worthy if. They may not be written down, and we may not even be aware of the prerequisites, but we all have a list that says, I'll be worthy when I lose this weight, if I get accepted into this school, if my wife's not cheating, if we don't get divorced, if I get promoted, when I get pregnant, when he asks me out, when we buy a house in this neighborhood, if no one finds out. Shame loves prerequisites. Our if-when worthiness list easily doubles as the gremlin's to-do list. Don't let her forget that her mom thinks she should lose that baby weight. Remind him that his new boss only respects guys with MBAs. Poke her if she forgets that all of her friends made partner last year. As parents, we help our children develop shame resilience and worthiness by staying very mindful about the prerequisites that we're knowingly or unknowingly handing down to them. Are we sending them overt or covert messages about what makes them more and less lovable? Or are we focusing on behaviors that need to change and making it clear that their essential worthiness is not on the table? I often tell parents that some of the most destructive covert messages that we send our children stem from the feminine and masculine norms that we discussed in Chapter 3.